إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ونبيك محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. We thank Him for granting us life to witness the blessed month of Ramadan, a month of spiritual purification, discipline, and social reform. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as a mercy to mankind. Our erudite scholar and imam, who happens to be my teacher too, Arabic studies, Islamic studies, the chief imam of Ikare Akoko, the chairman, League of Imam and Alpha Akoko Land, the vice president, League of Imam and Alphas in Ondo State, in person of Sheikh Abu Bakri Abbas, Imam, is an offspring of Imam. Hafizullah wa ra'a. Other eminent imma, other imams who are present here, respectable scholars, distinguished guests, the chairman of today's occasion and the chairperson, together with the entourage, distinguished officers of the various services, starting from our AC, CSF, Ekeonu Rashid in absentia, the two IC, SF, Ogunba Yibi, DSF, Kudirat Suleiman, the other DSF here present, and officers of the Federal Fire Service. All other persons that have been invited, one way or the other, or that are here in one way or the other, I greet you with the greeting of Islam, saying once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was delighted when I was given invitation to deliver this lecture. What was that thing that made me to be delighted? Officers of the Federal Service, Fire Service, wanting a lecture in this blessed month. What is the relationship or correlation between their work and the blessed month of Ramadan? On getting to this venue, I was elated. And I have to say this, I want to express it. SF Ogunba Ibi, DSF Kudirat Suleiman, and all other DSFs here, I was elated. Your men are not only neat, they are smart. You will see that when you came to welcome me, I was astonished. Because I thought I'm going to see ragtag officers of the Federal Service. But indeed, What I see today has changed my opinion. And that is why they say that, you see, when you meet somebody, the first impression is going to last longer. And wherever I am, I'm going not only going to talk about you, but I'm going to portray the federal fire strategy. That their men are not only lit, they are not only smart, they are diligent. Have been silently looking at your conduct, the way you carry yourself. You have not only carried yourself with discipline, but I have seen sense of duty in what you are doing. Definitely, why the federal government have employed your services, by the grace of God, we are sure that you are up to task. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to strengthen you.
Amen.
And continue to guide and guard you.
Amen.
In your services so that you can deliver excellently to the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to say I prepared this lecture in English, not because I cannot speak the Yoruba, but I believe I want to talk to people from different parts of the country who might not understand Yoruba. And I believe that this lecture might be sent to the headquarters in Abuja as part of your activities. And I believe the command in Abuja will not only recognize what you have done, but they are going to appreciate it. For there is nobody that is having physical part that is not going to have spiritual part. And that is the work of the psychologist. Those who are atheists, who claim they don't believe in the existence of God, we link those ones to psychology. But they are going to be defeated when we ask them, don't believe in the existence of God, but how do you conduct your life? He's going to tell us that he's following his own whims and caprices. Then that is your Lord. Anything that guides you, that directs you, is the person you have taken as your Lord. So most things we have taken Allah as our Lord, like we are fasting in Ramadan. If you ask us why, because he told us in the Quran that kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum wa antasumu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. That is just the reason why we are fasting. It is a command from our Creator. But somebody else can fast. If you ask yourself, it's going on hunger strike. Why have you decided to go on hunger strike? What is the rationale behind your going on hunger strike? You know, our fasting is not on hunger strike. We are not fasting as a protest to our Lord, but we are fasting in obedience to the commandment of our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to say that the topic of today cannot be overemphasized. The growing menace to security and safety in our society and Islamic perspective. Menace means a threat. A threat. Growing threat. Which can be beaten down to a state of no peace. A state where you are not at rest. It's a state where you cannot predict what is going to happen next. So a menace. Okay? They say security. It's a growing menace, or a growing menace to security and safety in our society. When we talk of security, we are talking about those who want to maintain it and those who want to break it. When we talk of safety, we are talking about a situation where you are protected and you feel protected. Sometimes you are protected, but you don't feel the protection, like the police. They are doing a lot of work, the Nigerian Army, armed forces generally, like the fire services, you are doing a lot of work. I have been one of those people that have complained, what kill am I going to do? Because we don't feel protected. So that is why this program is essential. seeing you today has erased one of those things in my mind. One of the achievements of this program. You have won over somebody who is going to project your name, who is going to project your organization by organizing this program. So that is why it's very important that the PRO you mentioned, you made the point. He's dead now. Rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy on him. Also, don't you better see we are lying and la lukuru. So that one hero is you for Yoba. See a local Yoba Jumalu. I want to answer one la lukuru. Koroni kata lukiri. Chugma alarina. Somebody is a go-between. He's representing you with other organizations. He's creating what you can call cordial relationships. He's building bridges between the federal fire services and the public. Even with the other armed forces. People are not listening to him. But if somebody is going to go and do PRO work, public relations officer, he's going to bring you feedback. He's going to recommend for you. Do we need orientation for some people? I want me back. We let Ojo tell you what you want to get back. Get back out. And you want to make me so fit Joe. Emma for you go. How do you enlighten such people so that they have a change, the perception of why there is fire, so that they will know that maybe it is electric problem, maybe it is some spark and some other things. Not believing that it is superstition, not believing in superstition, but rather in what is real. So in any alani nanshi, kebe ko kanje PRO, wa lo ma fun won ni feedback. Office ha wa tun ma kilo tun ku ta se, ti se wa le ma lo si waju si. Kolon ko sha nu wa. Leyin ti mo ti ki wa, ti mo so pe akori eto toni tabi akole re to ba je rinu sima kori ta to fori so won ni on ni awon ipenija nla nla to wa fun abo ati fedoleri ororo ni awujo wa. An Islamic perspective. Iwoye kan. Pelu iwoye di Islam. It was carefully crafted. An Islamic perspective. We didn't say Islamic perspective because I am not an encyclopedia of knowledge as far as Islam is concerned. So whatever perspective I'm given is going to be just a perspective. Somebody else might look at it from other perspective and it's Islamic. So that is it. I want to, the officers, tell you that in the world today, there are global voices on security and safety. I will only mention one here. Only one. That no nation can confront regional insecurity alone. Through our collective resolve and cooperation, we have made significant strides tackling those threats. That is Nigeria's Minister of State for Defense at the 43rd ECOWAS Chiefs of Defense Staff meeting, when he was talking, saying that the armed forces alone cannot confront insecurity. The federal service, I will talk about what are your responsibilities, inshallah, by the time I'm ending this program. Your own contribution. From his perspective that they alone can't do it. Like in the society, people look up to the armed forces saying they are the one that can solve the problem. And that is one of the reasons why the problem remains hydra-headed. Okay, or let me say it remained unresolved. Because we have put the responsibility of maintaining the security and safety, or we put it only, we have held it only on the Nigerian armed forces. We have not looked at other places. They are human beings. They need to gather intelligence. I mean intelligence gatherings. They cannot gather anything unless we cooperate with them. May Allah guide us aright. Security and safety in Islam are defined foundations. Tí ma sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ààbò ìfọkànbalẹ̀ àtọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ló ti wà. The Quranic evidence for this is in Surah 5 of the Quran, Ayah 32. Allah said, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاءَ فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever saves one life, it is as if he has saved all of humanity. And to ba gba emi kan soso la o da be ko gba gbogbo aye emi gbogbo aye la ni. Can you see the responsibility now, the fire service? Tani ile ba njona, teni kan ba ku nbe bi pe pa gbogbo aye ni. En to ba head bi to ba gbo pe ile kan jona, omo kan wa jona mo be o ye ko sunkun mo ju ni. To ro mo to ku yen a o mo boye on lo ma di AI expert to ma solve some of our problems in future. There is a professor of artificial intelligence at Adekunle Ajayi University, Akungba Akoko, who did his inaugural lecture not just maybe about a month ago. According to the NUC, National Nigeria University Commission, is the number one researcher of AI. Oma Afini. O wale, e wa nfani to tin se Adekunle Ajayi, now o want to create the faculty of computing lot of. Now in faculty of computing and cyber security. Ani computer science gbogbo student ma nlo tele ani ICT orisi course bi marun se mo pa won ma tutun ni course se tori pe won de sawon ma koko tele ti o ba ti cut off computer 280 won wa mu eyan bi 30 awon yoku o ni ri course se course eyo kan di marun mo wa nbe njo to so pe nikan da 180 something oni oni yo wole oni yo se cyber security bo lo se fa wole se won lo gabe oni yo wole yo se cyber security tele o ma yin o ba ma ran mu ni goro ni imagine ki prof yen ko ti jona mole tabi ka won gbo mo ti gbe nigba yen laye gba ta ma rin nugo to kan o bale ki yo to ma ka be peje lona ka ma goro awon obi gan ni beru ile o ba so ni kini ka ma nse je o ti de ile ti issue because there was security. There was safety. Can you want to be proven yet? Talo ma ba wa create faculty yen si. Professor Igeto pe wa ti won ti gbe ni iju ita ogolu njo yen bi won se nji awon eyan gbe loni. Talo ma ba wa develop Adekunle Ajayi University bi Professor Igeto the vice chancellor. Mo bi is not 50, I think it's 55th or 56th inaugural lecture now. Projecting the university name, making it now to be 21st century university properly called. Take the professor me ko se so tele can he give him there he gets from Ondo State here. So that is why Allah said, I'm explaining the statement of Allah, if you save a life, you have saved the whole nation. So le lomi oni mo to ba ye mi kan o ti ye gbogbo aye enikan lo ni breakthrough awon drug ewo egbo ta ka si loni o ti pa awon eyan in 18 won to discover penicillin na tegbo ba mu yan si won kan fi kan ra lo tele tegbo ba mu yan awon consultant ajoko ti eniyan o ma ku ki nkan ba ha yan lara but today as a result of discovery of penicillin people when they have wound they don't care because they know if they put it, it's going to the same thing with cancer now. People are doing a lot of research. So and to discover penicillin, can you see security in journal? Can you share a little? Lab will not eventually research. When people are now destroying institutions, when I say institutions, I do not mean academic institutions alone. Federal Fire Service are an institution. Nigeria Army is an institution. Navy, all those things, universities, hospitals. People are now committing arson at Ipele the other time. Some people came, burned down the police station there, the cars, everything was destroyed. Some people came to our work. So can you see it's now a menace? Something we are not in now in Usho. Last week, Thursday, people protested along the road about kidnapping at Usho. So it's now becoming a threat to those things that you have to look at. So the topic is timely. Issue up yesterday again. Umbo, like John and the other one, Ojula Muto. Turina Bugbemba, ye, Mika, Oji Bugua, ye. But Allah said, I want you to look at this ayah. Only Oti Bugua. Today we reflect on the growing threats to security and safety in our society and examine them through the lens of Islam. After wo intaso lati di awo ti Islam. Se agbe kini ka wa te ma gbe soju ta fi ma ri to jina bi no rawo telescope. Our faith is Islam. Number one, security is a divine blessing. When you have security, you are enjoying the divine blessings of Allah. The time we were, you see, world news in Nigeria before, all these things that is now happening in Nigeria, we have never experienced it before. We used to hear it in world news. So, by the way, you buy Royal Goka, you sat across, you met on your own, you want to buy, you really did Pakistan, I want to buy, yeah, pe mi Muslim n ba te ba ri ni pelu run be mi ti ba n bo church awon osha awon wa fi jo pade mi awon ti win member wa fi pade mi jo atayo ti ba n bo church nsin awon security gbogbo kini ti an fi check are yen ni wo fi ma check mi se le kokun be ju bo
do
ni gbogbo telegun but tell us yan ba ri wa they will welcome us say awon win soul no fear. Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọmọ wa tó di Christian tí wọ́n bá wálé. Wọ́n máa wálé pẹ̀lú ìfàyàbalẹ̀ pa àlè pa àwọn. Even family Christian tọmọ wọn di Muslim. Èébú lẹ́ẹ̀bú, ṣùgbọ́n kan rẹ̀ balẹ̀ pé wọ́n ní pa mí. Wọ́n lọ abuse ní sáré, irú kí ló sọ ẹ̀, ó tó jíjẹ́ bí. Just verbal something, but it's not going to get to the extent that you feel threatened that your life is at stake. I don't think so then. E won kan to wa nsele. Oni won so je ni pe ta ba n se jọsin, ka ma se jọsin loru mo. To gba awon Christian to wa nse vigil nko. Ti won de gba pe ilo fi je pe divine blessing lati enjoy seyin. Allah said in Surah 106, ayah 3-4. Ni ila fi correction ni o. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي يطعمهم من جوع وعملهم من عوف. Let them worship the Lord of this house who has fed them against hunger and made them safe from fear. In this ayah, security is mentioned alongside sustenance. This shows that safety is as essential as food. A society overwhelmed by crime, violence, arson, terrorism, kidnapping, cybercrime, and moral decay cannot thrive. Àṣẹ oúnjẹ ṣe pàtàkì ní security pàtàkì torí pé tí ò bá sí security tí ò sálàáfíà oúnjẹ tó wà náà lè jẹ. À ń jẹ́ inú fún àyàfù irọ́ ni o lè jẹ oúnjẹ tí ò bá sí security. Obìnrin pé even security precedes sustenance. A bá sustenance láyé ni o, bọ̀ kó o tó lè jẹ́. Ọkàn gbọdọ̀ balẹ̀. Ẹ tọ́kàn balẹ̀ tí ò balẹ̀ ṣó lè jẹun. Yóò máa wo hàn ni. Ebi ò lè. Àbẹ́yàn bẹ́ẹ̀ jẹun wọn wá kó ban ti àwọn tó jẹ pé ẹ máa jẹun. Ẹni tí ń jẹ ó máa wò kí hàn ni. Sóúnjẹ yẹn lè wọnú. Sọ Ọlọ́run ni ẹ̀yà dúpẹ́ kẹ́sìn lọ́run alẹ́ bí àtàánà mi jo ó fún yín jẹun bébí. He feeds you when you are hungry, wàá mẹ́nu mi cough and he granted you safety. Which means sustenance and safety should be looked at as both essential ingredients in the society before the society can thrive. The messenger of Allah said, "Man asba minkum aminan fi sirbihi mu'afa fi jasadihi." عند قوت يومه فكأنما إيزت له الدنيا. Whoever among you wakes up secure in his home, healthy in his body, and possessing his daily provision, it is as if he has been given the world. So now we go into Ejilaro and o ti atun gbo orisin area lo ngbo o tun wa ro njeje won ni gbogbo aye lati fun dibi o kan so ko on wa ni ilu kan oni ilu yen lo n ti ri trouble jo lo n ki sun afi ki ban wa ni bi o ma n gbe ibon si bi o ma fi rori ni. He said he cannot sleep in that town because as a result of insecurity in that town, except that his rival will be under his head. Only true as stone is a deep on him. And in fire service, all of us are on your law, Jackie security will do. Tell us on us, let's listen. What pay, you know? We get to work, man. We see it now in America, September 11. You know, many fire officers that paid the supreme price that they used to say in the military. Many fire officers died during September 11 now. That attack on World Trade Center. Even there are footages. People are dying because of the sense of duty that you have been given during training. And I'm going to work on you psychologically. So, tí wọ́n bá ti ná sí lọ mẹ́wàá lẹ́ẹ̀kan náà mélòó lẹ fẹ́ pa because of time. Number two, the growing menace to security and safety, which I've mentioned there. I just see what are the causes from Islamic perspective, my own angle as a scholar. One, weakness of faith or weak faith. It's one of the reasons. And people will now, anybody who is in the arts or social sciences, we quickly criticize this same weakness of faith. Have you not seen bad the shouting, Allah Akbar, la 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 la? Have you not seen them? Then what are you saying? Are these people not having faith? So it's going to start if somebody is a researcher. In Uganda, during the time of Konde, the Lord's army saying that they want, it causes insecurity as rebel now. Even the IRA, Irish Republican Army, then in UK, the Catholics and the Protestants. You know, the Irish Republican Army, when there was a problem between the Protestants and the Catholics, so many of them were professing faith, and yet, that professation, I don't know whether that English is correct anyway. More English, anyway. See, about correct, you're going to create the vocabulary. You know, it happens like that. Somebody defined the democracy, said government of the people, by the people and for the people. Whereas he wasn't a scholar, he wasn't a political scientist in the university, who is a professor, a doctor, who can now express opinion, and from there the whole world took it. Abraham Lincoln. So professation. Now they were professing faith. Yet, by professing faith, the more they professed faith, the more they contributed to menace of insecurity. So when I say weak faith, I know what I'm saying, and I want to explain. Weak faith we meant here is different from the one being professed by bandits and those with. That one is called religious extremism. Extremism means you are going out of the bond. You know, something is in the middle, then you are going extreme. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, halakal mutanatta'un, they are destroyed, the extremists. Halakal mutanatta'un, the Messenger of Allah said, they are destroyed. It's like a curse on them, the extremists, because they have gone outside the band of faith. So those who are professing faith here and there, and yet their profession about Moshe created, I want to say, igbagbo yen wa din ti o je ki awujo o le femi bale mo won ti di alaseju ni di esin won ti koja antesin so. When Jesus, I start from Jesus because Jesus came before Muhammad. When he was professing God's message in Jerusalem, there were people that opposed his message. Together with his disciples, they were 12 because there are 12 tribes of Israel according to the Quran. Therefore, each disciple is a representative of each tribe. That is from Islamic perspective. Why has he not ordered their death? Because he wasn't in a position of authority or power. Nobody is qualified to declare force, making people to conform by force, except the government. And government is established by God. Whoever, like you now. The Muslim will give you your due respect because you are a representative of God here. That is our perception about leadership. So there, the governor of Ijoga. Since Palace of Batewalon, we dialogue with you. How Kwajoko, how I'm not the Ikuluku, Tititor of Yerawa. Fuck, I'm not the king. Only Ago Kala, I'm the king, and it's about delay. Lago mẹrin e lo ma ki Olorun buru na e lo pa mejeji po. They will not slap you. I'm sorry. Neither are they going to cause any crisis, yeah. But rather, they are going to send their representative to discuss with you why they have to play. So ba ja won to gbọn won ni ah, oga, irun ta n ki na to ma be lo fun yin na ke mo ni problem. Oga mi eh. Eh money mi pa ike run to so soke ni an ke uje uje adua yin o ja lenu wa tori pe an gbadun leadership yin olorun ni je ki won sa ki oga yin wa ni e ma kirun. When I was in Futa, we did it with one vice chancellor. Abe ma kirun ni ibi ti lecture rooms wa ale ni oga yin wa ni ke kokoro professor ye omo Colin bata wa jo dialogue awa ni we are not erecting any permanent structure. We are praying on open feet. Our mat, we have some corner. We are only, is that all? And yes, that's all now. Only then you can go ahead. Oro pafe commercial ashifi, awon lecture area nye. Ashe no fin opo siwa. Tiba ta wa badalo, kwe rara, o nishe yeli, o ni ole man kiru. E wunkan, kala badalo, kilo ma shere university. Agbina wala ashe. So, that is why extremism no shall I dear you. So as a set now, Shankwa wanna declare war against Oga, Sharia so quick war one year is wrong because they are not in position of authority. They are not government. So this Sharia so ye, oh no party will go ally at Shall I want you in government, only you get one they don't go to start in bully. So Shalaye extremism buru. I mo ti se lecture kan ri nibi awon ore mi ni kadina bo won to ba se nibi won wa pa o won go awon eyan o fe ka won eyan wa enlightened so that they can continue to perpetrate and perpetuate what they are doing. They don't want people to be enlightened. So when you are a scholar, you want to enlighten the people, and you know people we follow logical reasoning, something that is logical from the book. He does his own exegesis, I did my own. Eventually, awon eyan tele to ba to wa logical won o de fe tori ko fe perpetrate evil. Therefore, weak faith, then o ba gbo Olorun gbo, so not extremism, so is one of the causes. When consciousness of Allah declines, crime increases. Ramadan trains us to develop self-restraint. Fasting teaches us to control even lawful desires. If one can abstain from food and drink for Allah's sake, one should certainly abstain from harming others. That's just the point I want to make there summarily. Number two, moral decay. The messenger of Allah said, every one of you is a shepherd, and every one of you is responsible for his flock. That's the second one. Among these moral decays, breakdown of family structure, poor upbringing, and neglect of moral education contributes significantly to insecurity. Broken of Baba Tiyawo Jogbe. Won ti ja baba loto iya loto won si bima ta lo fe moju to mo iya lo mo wa lodo e iya baba yen o fun iya lo nje mo iya wa struggle pe ki lo won o je o ti gba oje oko lo laago merin o wa fi o nje omo yen le nibo lo mo to mo wa ko to tojo okunde. The United Nations said we have about 10.7 million out of school children in the northern part of Nigeria alone, not the whole Nigeria. It is about 11 point something. I'm giving this statistic of some years back, not the present one. I haven't checked the present. Professor is a professor of Islamic finance from University of Ilorin. Professor in Unilon, that professor of Islamic finance, Professor Alaru, he said it's not correct to say out of school children. They are only out of former school. Yeah, the high is also a school because they have been taught something. Oh, Matthew Basini le we job. Oh, one le dikan. To my brother, to mutilo wa eko kan lo nko nbe te ba lo be ri ko ma nko ra mention gun be is in a school to ba ti graduate is coming back to the society to become a threat to the security of the society. Therefore broken home awa muslimi pele o ti gbowo osu ti o fe fe yawo meta so le moju to rele mi nsin to wa ti gba salary akoko agaga. Anyway, at the end, Lord Jackie Renty, I want to appreciate the minister for something. Because this is a reorganization. But later I talk about that. Or let me even say. Okay. So what I'm saying, the minister for interior, what he is doing presently is a reorganization. The correctional service, former prison, you know, when you get there now, you see the officers. These are learned people, graduates. People who have undergone what you can liken in primary school to quantitative reasoning. People who can now think systematically, they can think logically. The society is now getting sophisticated. We now need people who have educational, intellectual background. Then you now give them the training you have. They will now be able to use their intellectual background to solve the emanating problem in the society now. Or like before, I can call when you see wuru wuru. Hello, me. Office at the podium. Ah, I will let me one penny think tank. So I pe ke se awon officer bayi ni kini ha to buru ju bayi lo because awon eyan oni mo how to reason logically. The minister, we have to thank him for what he's doing. E woro fire nsin awon fire officer ile e ri ona ti won fi ma attack fire ni gboro kodigba ti ba elemi ro pe dan pe fire kan gbe kini fu you will see ngba te ba ma role program opolo si tansi orientation for people. Training people how to cope with simple fire accidents. All these things, because you are now graduates of universities, polytechnics, colleges of education. You'll be able to reason logically. You'll be able to look at the societal problem because you have undergone what they call research in university. When even first degree, the public project research, what you call it, or not your man, so some people don't know what you buy your Jew. Ah, in modern society, go to UK, go to US, see the type of officers they are having there. And this is 21st century. People who can cope with computing, people who can cope with artificial intelligence, people that can cope with simulation, people that can cope with remote sensing. Gone are the days. You know, come up for instance something, LA program, LA shape, but then you're law school, how does he cope with the programming? You understand? Ni modern time, if it's a joke or see element, when nothing John B can as a result. Yes now. You can do that. Shall it your law school cope? So I yet by your gala bujati coni can load ni bubble training. You know we are never got this. So it's doing a yeoman's job. Particularly the interior, like a kokombi, a karoko pana pana ni kosok kosawa o shishe. How many of us have no one left on grant? How many of us are on grant? So what I'm saying, in essence, I'm mentioning here that made me to deviate on Ipe, Mora Dikega, broken homes. Yeah, I'm a toa broken homes, look at that, degraded to my officer. I'm a teacher, an educator to the core. We have seen it now, LOC. Well, there's no problem. LOC had to go down a lot of bank. Like, area, I want my blue kumbe because I want pizza. See, that you want to transfer one. Come on, young woman, we can transfer one. Like, yeah, that you see, phone. Come back to transfer one, Lossi, Calabar, take Kusibaba. I want my young one, my baba woman. Yeah, I can jam a jewel for me, yeah, here. Many of these students will now say they are living with their grandmother. Who is your father? Only me, my baba, me. Yeah, I'm called Chileku. You understand what I'm saying now? So broken homes is one of the major causes of a major menace to insecurity. Injustice and corruption. Please tell me when it's 10 minutes to the time I want to stop, or you can give me the time. I've spent 41 minutes. You may be enjoying, but you have time for other things too. Another thing is, so break down summarily now that point. Breakdown of family structure, poor upbringing, and neglect of moral education contribute significantly to instigate. You know, not a war or two months or that, though, contribute significantly. There can be a contribution where it's not significant. You can ignore that. But it's significant. Number C, the third one, injustice and corruption. Islam strictly prohibits injustice, which is called zulumun. The messenger of Allah said, injustice is oppression, and oppression will be darkness on the day of judgment. Corruption in leadership and dishonesty in society fuel instability and resentment. And some evil politicians, you know, Imam Ghazali mentioned it, one of our imams, centuries ago. He said there are only two sets of people. I want agents or young yoga. I want maybe lower law job. The intelligent ones and the other ones. But when we talk of number, the intelligent ones are very few. Then these intelligent ones are divided into two. The evil genius among them and those who are good. Oga, can you understand? Do you understand your man? Let me. He said there are two sets of people in society, the intelligent ones and those who are not intelligent. Then these intelligent ones, who they are few. Despite the fact that they are few, they are also divided into two, the evil genius among them and those who are good. He said now, unfortunately, the evil ones among the intelligent ones have gone ahead to meet non-intelligent ones before the arrival of the intelligent ones. They are the good ones. Therefore, the good ones want to rescue them, but those who are to be rescued, they started stoning those who really want to rescue them. As a result of the work of the evil genius getting to them before the good ones among the intelligent ones. I want to remember, Toro Yela Ujo, Atantioro Ye, Meji Limala Ujo. I want to know you want to carry, want to work with Meji. I want any reno at any buruku. I want any buruku. No, I want to know you. I want to charge you. I want to know you. Dodo. I want to know you to want down. Want charge you. Dodo. I want you. Want to ask for me? I want tiny long boy. Tell me about why they don't want to let woman let one look. I am talking about the political terrain of Nigeria. All these problems, Biafra, Republic. People killing there is as a result of these evil genius. They are manipulating the intelligence of those who are not intelligent enough. Therefore, if you are intelligent, you remain in their midst. If you don't leave the vicinity, you'll be killed because they have been manipulated. Not only the Southeast, including the Southwest, including the South-South, including the Northeast, including the North-Central, including the Northwest. This is the problem. I stand up now. A riffraff. No education. When I say no education, I mean no formal education. Not intelligent. But he's involved in talking. In a day, he can't make ₦1,000. I now give him ₦100,000. What will he do? You know, I cannot turn him to be, I can give an orientation to make him to be useful to the society. Like the president, you know, who did. I'm sorry. Anyway, the lecturers don't fear any contradiction or critique. When you criticize, they are going to defend what they are saying. You know, when Tinubu became governor in Lagos State, he did something. All the area boys, he converted them to kick against indiscipline. And what the other one? That was last month. She, it was a lot of fair pack. Only a and only a year, Jew, and the one last month. She, oh, you know, ah, that was in my pocket. I went there, I was calling him so. Anyway, a coato. So, oh, no.
Round of applause.
Yes, so, oh, Cham, quick, I like your burukuni. Oh, my low one, see, big buruku. If it's all my low one, see, come out, shut down. I'm a fool, okay. But he made them to now be useful to the society. Everything want to leku. We get what to lori eji. And to lori eji ju long boy at last ma. What that if you lash it? Elko kalukulo set to say ye. But okolo pa wong lo she lo she nye. The other way. Selfishness. Kosi altruism ma. Altruism, you know, it's a philosophical something. You are not doing this for yourself. But you are doing it so that the society can be at rest, there can be security. So we can talk in Shemba and Yeleko. Only a young man Yeleko, but it's going to be Padadi. So this one that I'm talking about, that I made, it was moral decadency, Timosoy, where they talk of the Yeleko. So I want to say, Kakaki one long, Sivitoda, Yaradua, of blessed memory. Oh, bere, thank you very much. That's good. Oh, bere, program meji. Ni South South, and your con. Ni North West, particularly the Northeast, at the North Central, and your con. Kilo she ni South South, but problem be. Oh, pardon, we ni amnesty program. Somebody has been, who is on wanted list? Suddenly, government said you are granted amnesty. You are free. Then you are free, but not to go anywhere you like. Come to this camp. Let us give you a skill. You were supposed to be taken to India to learn some skill, so that when they come back, they be useful and they be given some startup kit. But some of their politicians who are members of that place did not allow it to really work the way it's supposed to work. Name not Alivejiri is to control those we call out of school children. He said, okay, kill ever she ever kill. Ijobani elo ko ile kill fanwa fanye. That's the problem with some Christians in Southwest. I'm a jobabeshi. Yeah, I'm Muslim. On Jonathan Figba, who fell out with security. I want to know that he died while I lay. Hello, call a kill your father. Don't have a bad work with your balloon. He couldn't love him. But make sure that it is fenced. Then let the community be committed to feeding them. professor of Arabic and Islamic study, now retired, is an OBE. We are to law UK, Queen of Food. Professor, well, for now, I listened to a seminar, Tebi Ati Baba, longer to Uso. Only in my Duguri, if you can share a sample, tell me about the lolly holiday, okay? Grains, it's born enough. Wọn wá sọ fún ọmọ kọ̀ọ̀kan kó gbé àpò ọkà bàbà kan wá lọ́dọ̀ awúsá àpò ọkà bàbà kan kéré gbogbo wọn ló wá gbé wá wọn ò ní wọn fi ń fún wọn ṣe pé ẹ̀kọ́ tí wọn bá ti mọ ẹ̀kọ́ wọn ti jẹun ò ní wọn fi ń fún wọn lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ tí wọn fi ń mẹ́ǹtẹ́ wọn tí wọn fi wá create àlùmọ́jìrì syllabus àwọn yẹn ti bọ́ nìyẹn but later some of the politicians wọn ò tún fẹ́ jẹ́ kó work torí pé aburú làwọn fẹ́ ṣe. So mo ṣàlàyé fáwọn ọ̀rẹ́ wa tó jẹ́ christian wọn ní nàìjíríà haúsá náwó wa mo ní rárá o ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n náwó yẹn ká lè sinmi ń bí o torí tí mo bá náwó yẹn ń bẹ̀ yẹn wọ́n padà wá jí wa ń bí o and it's still not happening now. So that is what I want to say about corruption. Ẹ ò kí point mo make ilé ẹ̀kan nìyẹn. Injustice and corruption. Injustice and what? And corruption. O ní o jẹ́ kí wọ́n rí nǹkan yẹn ṣe. Because of time, let me go to accountability and justice. Mo ti dig pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ náà díẹ̀. Allah commands justice and excellence. I want to change that excellence to goodness. Ọlọ́run pàṣẹ déédé àti dáadáa. Ọ̀gá, it's applicable to you. If you want to be successful, golden kini o man ko kini ti o man ko yin ese wura lele olohun pase deede ati daada justice and what goodness maybe because I'm in education mo fe lo university court of mercy 1305 lodun kan omo kan wa gba 208 se ko le to ba study medicine se o ni pass o ma pass ṣugbọn tori pe ro po ni won fi pe 305 enikan wa ba vice chancellor pe omo yin ìlú oko báyìí mà ló lọ fọwọ́rọ̀ ìyẹn fọwọ́rọ̀ gí community grammar school ló ti jáde kò mà sí medical doctor kankan nílùú yẹn ọmọ ìlú wọn ò mà ṣe mẹ́sìn rí. Justice demands that you shouldn't be given admission but goodness says you must be given what we call waivers and special considerations. Because tó bá ti lè ṣe mẹ́sìn àwọn aráàlú ẹ ti là níbi àwọn àjàkálẹ̀ àrùn ìtàkùnsù ètà ìrìn àkókò guinea worm sobia ìlú kan lákòókò èló ní menace in the whole world tẹ́lẹ̀ ìlú yẹn gangan òní guinea worm ti pọ̀ jù. Mẹ́jọ pé lákòókò I learned when I came to àkókò tẹ́ bá ń sọ àwọn fact wọ́n máa ń rò pé èèyàn bú ìlú yẹn. Kí ló dẹ̀ fà á? Ignorance. Àwọn nọ́ọ̀sì ń wá sí ìlú gíní wọn wọn. Omi tí wọ́n mu nílùú yẹn sọ̀ kan ni. So ẹni tí sọ̀bì a bá ti mú lẹ́sẹ̀ ń gbé ẹsẹ̀ lọ ọbẹ̀. Gbogbo àmọ́ wọ́n wá sọ pé ẹ máa ṣe omi kẹ̀dẹ̀ máa ṣe. Wọ́n láwọn àjẹ́ ló gbà wá. Àwa ń kọ́ wọn nítorí pé yẹn ṣọmọ ìlú wa. Àwọn àjẹ́ yẹn ò ní jẹ́ dọ́dọ̀ ni. Wọ́n ni wọ́n gbà bọ̀ díẹ̀ wá. United Nations. Àbí World Bank ni wọ́n wá ṣe hand pump sí gbogbo àdúgbò káàkiri kí kíní yẹn ṣe lọ rí. You understand? So the point I'm making here is ìgbà tí wọ́n ń ṣe hand pump yẹn wá gbọ́ point mo fẹ́ make nípa justice and goodness. Ó yẹ kí wọ́n ṣe sí gbogbo ìlú yòókù. Ó yẹ kó wà ní iṣẹ́. Ó yẹ kó wà ní ìgbòròpá. But goodness ìdí máa pe ìgbà yẹn ni wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ lọ ṣe sí torí pé problem tí wọ́n ní yẹn particular problem ò sí láwọn ìlú yòókù. Principle of democracy sẹ́yìn ló ti ní ó sọ pé kí wọ́n ṣe gbogbo ìlú kù. No! That is justice. They have to use goodness there. That is the principle of governance. Therefore, if we want to have security in this country, we want to have peace, these two principles must be upheld by the government. Principle méjì yẹn, kódà lọ́fíìsì yẹn gbọ́dọ̀ lò. Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ lò. Àánú mi máa ń ṣe àwọn obìnrin tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ wọ̀nyí. Gbogbo ara mọ̀pọ̀ mẹ́rin ti lóyún oṣù mẹ́ta péré ni wọ́n fún ní maternity leave ọkọ. Oyún wà lóyún fún oṣù mẹ́sàn-án yóò wà lọ gba mẹ́ta tún lè ṣiṣẹ́ mọ́nú oyún. Wọ́n ti bá jọba jẹ́ àjọ fún oṣù ni. Abba. Justice don't solve it. Goodness and equity the human being. And show you anything. Bẹ́ ṣe bí tínú bá mú ẹlòmíì ní ìsìn tí gbẹ gurú dé gbogbo bẹ́lí jù ní òtù àsìkò tínú wá ń lọ ẹ̀yẹn ọ́fíìsà kan ti parí díútì bí ẹ wá jókòó justice ló ń sọ yẹ pé wọ́n níṣẹ́ kan lọ ṣe goodness sọ pé kó lọ ṣe kí wọ́n jókòó rẹ̀ so principle yẹn must be upheld in this country if we want security finally because of time because I want to maintain this time 1:15 this is 1:07 the role of institutions like federal fire service or let me say Ramadan a training ground for social reform I will read this only Ramadan is not only about hunger and thirst it's about reforming character fasting develops discipline Tarawi, you know, Ashamutanki, build spiritual strength. Charity reduces inequality. It reduces inequality. So that's the way we are going to talk about it. Kura, Benny. Hello, me, Gazi, Rejave, Ojava, Gerai, Slashi, Joy, Garilo, Umu. I bet you don't talk when Gazi, you know, kosi abi won ti ni asamu lodo yin won wa fi gari sinu rara won o tun fi sinking awon ma ti o je sinking ri o wa mo so ati won wa je so it reduces inequality Quran recitation strengthens moral consciousness iro Quran teni nka le kan eri pe o tun fe mo nka lo mu ni heart book iro di ni of heart book o to is enough barakallahu fik ni Allah bless you so ri pe mo ri pe bo se nka lo yin agbara lo fi nka wede wa lẹ́yìn oúnjẹ tó ti jẹ lóru kò sí ayo alẹ́mínà amánú agbárí ni mo stop ń bẹ̀ ní ìfẹ́ kàyókù torí máa pè bọ́ tí ń bá jẹun tí mo jẹ mú mi tán ayo alẹ́mínà amánú kú mama kalo ima awe o pada gbo me ni se so baya so Quran strengthens moral consciousness o ba je ki consciousness yen lo gbe le kan yen asbook if Ramadan does not improve our behavior towards society then we have missed its essence the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said whoever does not give up false speech and acting upon it, Allah has no need of his living food and drink. Aroy, Mude Bijeni 807 Muko. So that in Towa to the last year they reach 7:30. Bawe she did mo declare pe tin ba de la go mesan ni nko. Last week Thursday mo dey reach dey be pastor only dey mo lo so speak to. She e yan kan sick mo lo ten mo ko be. Inu awe la wa yi. True fasting reduces crime. It does not increase it. This time, Tani fasting, though I don't share a lot about that, but could you cut the poor banditry kidnapping Shelema if they are truly Muslims? And that's why I'm telling you the other time, it's not faith they are manifesting. They are manifesting what you call extremism. I don't want to use the word fanaticism, because fanaticism may mean fundamentalism. A Christian is a fundamentalist. But Tobago in Jesus' name is fundamental to him. So they are both Christian. Don't say in Jesus' name again. But okay, I won't say it. And he doesn't want to say it really. But he will not know the time say in Jesus, you are blessed in Jesus' name. So it's fundamental. To somebody you can call it fanaticism, but extremism. That is something going beyond what we know. beyond what, and giving your own personal interpretation to the scriptures, personal opinion. There are exegetes, scholars, experts in scriptures. What is their interpretation as a result of their learning? You now giving your own personal opinion. Abba, Quran is like, kill them wherever you meet them. So when I see Christians, you kill them. No, that verse came when there was a war between the Meccans and the Medinites. The Medinites led by the prophet, the Meccans led by the idolaters. Olorunwani oju ogun le wa ye o ko sa ni loju ogun won lo npa yan nbe ni o tori eni be ke nte ba ti ri loju ogun e pa o anabi wa ni except children, old men and women, and anybody that does not fight you. Then don't cut their trees and do not burn down their houses. That is the law. But she enter on eleyin se sojo wa de odidi village wa set their place. Even if they are coming for war, the messenger of Allah said, do not set their houses ablaze. So no fa to be je pe awon scholar joko apology to Trump. The Muslim scholar says, when you want to use aerial power, bomb and all these things, to fight sovereign countries, that I'm talking about Sharia, you have to minimize the collateral damage. Because it is the government that you are fighting, not the citizen. Because sometimes the citizens might not be in consonance with their government, but because they're under the government, there's nothing they can do. Therefore, when you now kill these citizens, it's wrong. It's injustice. So you have to get it. You don't drop a bomb. We are in the market, for example, because an army is in the market. Do you understand? So, they are not true Muslims. So the role of institutions like the Federal Service, finally, the Federal Fire Service plays a critical role in safeguarding lives and properties. Islam recognizes and honors those who risk their lives to save others. Saving lives from fire hazards, preventing disasters, and responding to emergencies are acts of public service known in Sharia as khidma and communal obligation known as fardu kifaya. Officers must maintain professionalism and integrity. They must avoid negligence. They must promote public awareness on safety, lead by example in discipline and accountability. Their work aligns with the Islamic principle of preventing harm. Do you understand? Practical solutions with evidence from Quran and Sunnah. We have to strengthen our faith and moral education. I have discussed both in my speech. Promoting justice and fairness in governance. There must be community cooperation and collective responsibility. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Unzur ahoka zolima aw mazluma." Assist your brother, whether he's being oppressed or is the oppressor. Ah, the companion said, the prophet, we understand that of being oppressed. How can we assist an oppressor? He said, stop him from oppression. Stop him from oppression. So that is federal service. So your work is community, you need community cooperation and collective responsibility and some other things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us aright. May he increase us in knowledge and understanding. Accept our act as ibadah. Conclusion. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, security and safety are not abstract ideas. They are realities grounded in faith, law, governance, community compassion, and justice. Ramadan teaches us to refine our character and apply these Islamic principles in every part of life, from personal discipline to collective well-being. Let us strive with Allah's help towards peaceful communities where every life is protected, every home is secured, and every citizen lives with dignity and hope. Let us emerge from this month more disciplined, more responsible, more just, more committed to protecting lives and property. Nas'alullah ta'ala أن يمنح وطننا السلام والاستقرار وأن يحفظ أجهزتنا الأمنية وفرق الاستجابة للطوارئ وأن يجعلنا دعاة للأمن والسلام لا أسبابا للأذى والضرر. May Allah grant our nation peace and stability.
Amen.
May He protect our security agencies and emergency respondents.
Amen.
May He make us agents of safety, not sources of harm.
Amen.
Once again, I thank you very much for your rapt attention, because I see everybody was listening. It's an honor. If you decide to do otherwise, there's nothing I can do. God will honor you wherever you are.
Amen.
Once again, I thank the Federal Fire Service for giving me this opportunity to make my own contribution to the issue of security and peace in Nigeria. May Allah grant us peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.